A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Nun Hei, Erevin 55A, pagination page 109. And this Gemara is enormously practical in assessing how a city should be viewed regarding its Tchum Shabbos, regarding its boundaries for the 2000 Amma. We've encountered numerous times fascinating questions here in town where people live in the outskirts, so to speak, but they're still within reason in the area, and there are certain gaps that may actually be more than not only 70 Ammas, but they might actually be 2000 Amma gaps. And the question is, how do you assess a city, and do you simply enclose the entire area and include it as part of the city, or are those gaps, I'm walking 2,000 Amma without seeing a single house in sight, are there cases where you could actually enclose it and simply consider it part of the city because it's part? Let's begin from the Gemara over here in the wide lines, the third wide line in the middle. Hoysa asuya kimin keshes. If you have a city that is designed like a bow, a smiley face, or a semicircle, whatever you want to call it, o kimin gam, or like the symbol, which was the equivalent of our end of chaf, the final chaf, basically an L. So what we're describing is that there is a gap area in the middle between the two arcs, and we want to know what is the rule of that gap area. In other words, take a look at this bow, recognize that imagery-wise there would be a string that's run from the two ends of the bow, and we want to know about that entire area that is in the middle. Mm-hmm. Good. Roimosa, you could view it, ki iluhi meleya batim vachatzeros, as if the entire area in question is filled with homes. Umoded mimena, and then you can count from there ulahalon alpayim amma 2000 amma. What we're saying is that this entire area, even though you start walking from the top of the bow, you're walking an enormous distance until where the string would be in our image, and then you continue walking. You don't start counting your 2000 until you cross the string. Now, there are conditions. Amar Rav Huna says, Ira asuya kikeshes, if it's formed like a bow, em yesh ben shnei rosha pochos me'arbas alpayim amo, you need that from the two ends of the bow, there's less than 4,000 amo. Meaning the distance that a person living on one tip of the bow would have his Tchum Shabbos, forgetting the city for a moment, what is his distance that he could walk would overlap with the person who lives on the other tip of this bow. So if he has 2,000 and the other person has 2,000, then if it's less than 4,000 in total, then they will overlap. And once they're overlapping, we consider it one city, and you have this enormous advantage that you count from the point of the string, so to speak. Modin lamina yeser, and then you count from the string. V'imlav, but if it's more than 4,000 amma, so that the two people living at the tips would not be able to overlap their personal tchum, then it depends where you're leaving the city, and we count from the bow. If you're leaving from the top of the bow, or however you view it, but the middle of the bow, So then you can only go to 2,000 amma from where you're starting. Obviously, if he walks through the city to the tip of the bow, so then he's leaving the city at that point, then he counts 2,000 from there. But wherever he leaves the city. Going back, though, what's the enormous leniency that is a potential over here? If the two tips of the bow are within 4,000 amma of each other, then the 2,000 of him and the 2,000 of him overlap, and they can call themselves, oh no, we're one big city, our border is here. And therefore anyone can walk into this void area and consider himself still part of the city. And he doesn't start counting his 2,000 until he leaves the stream. I'm making a big deal here because it is so practical. You have cities all the time that have little pockets that are empty in the middle. And most people would look at this Gemara and say, a bow? I never heard of such a city. This is a very unpractical Gemara. And in reality, this is the opener to assess all kinds of cities. There is a case mentioned in Dirsha Mishneh Berurah over here, Shin Tzadiches, footnote 20, in which he describes, and their pictures are great, he describes a gap in the midst of the city, which is more than 4,000 amma. So that to reach the middle point of this gap would be more than 4,000 amma, and he brings one of the Sfarim that says that because it's totally enclosed,
it's surrounded by the city.
He says it's got to be part of the city.
It could be like Central Park in Manhattan.
Totally devoid. It's still part of the city. He does bring a dissenting opinion, but talk about practical. This is as practical as you get. You have to know how to assess the city, and we've had this question. A person's walking to shul a few miles, and he's walking through an area. They may call it Cherry Hill, but is it really according to halachas of Tchum Shabbos? And this is all part of the assessment. Let's turn the page, and I'm around 10 lines from the top at the end of a line. Vikamo. You went too far. Vikamo. The end of a line. V'kama have ben yeser lekeshes. What distance could there be between the string of the bow in our image and the keshes, the far point of the bow? Is there a limit in that? Until now we only discussed the distance between the two tips of the bow. Is there a distance between the bow and its string? Rabba barav huna omar apayim amma. Rabba Bar Rav Huna said you're limited to 2,000 amma if you want to pull this concept off and consider it all part of the city. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Omar afilu yesa me'apayim amma. And the second opinion, which we accept, is that even if it's more than 2,000 amma, as long as the two tips are within 4,000 amma of each other, we don't care the distance between the edge of the bow to the spot of the string. Amar Abaye said, Kabose de Rava Bere de Rabo Bar Rav Huna Mistavro. The second opinion makes more sense that we don't care the distance between the bow and the string. De Iboy Hadar Osi Derech Bottom. Because if a person wants, he can always come and reach that point through the other houses. In other words, we're looking for the person to be able to be sholate, to be able to be rule, to make it part of the city, and if he can reach it from any part of the city, and it's within his 2,000 amma, then what do you want from him? It's part of the city. Who cares if from the bow to the string is more? If I wanted to reach any one point, I could always reach it from the adjoining houses. I'll walk in the city with the houses, and then I'll cross. And since I could do it, beheter, I could do it in a permitted way, it's part of the city, even if right now it looks like it's more than 2,000, but part of my city. It's part of my city. And that is, of course, a major leniency. What would you do, going back to the basic principle, if the two tips are more than 4,000 amma? So then you can go back in the arc of this bow, just keep going back until such time that they are within 4,000. And from that point and in, you could consider it your city. And from that point out, it would depend where you're leaving from. If you leave from the point of the houses, so then you get 2,000 from the point of the houses. But if you're trying to define it from the point of the city, because you're by the string, you're by the void part, so then you could only do that far as long as you're still muvla, as long as the two sides are overlapping in their tchum of 2,000 amma. Yeshekoach, have a great day.